feeling is via remote.
I'm Laura.
Here are some of the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The virus has killed more than 994,000 people since the outbreak emerged in China late last year. That's according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. More than 32.8 million people have been infected. Cardiff becomes the first UK capital city to go into lockdown since the national shutdown earlier this year. The restrictions, which bar people from entering or leaving areas unless for work, education, or other valid reasons, apply to the Welsh capital and second city, Swansea. The state of New York, a one-time epicenter of the U.S. virus epidemic, sees case numbers rise to more than 1,000 a day for the first time since June 5th. The state's governor urges New Yorkers to practice safety as the state moves into the fall flu season. And hundreds of people protested in Madrid against partial lockdown measures imposed on mainly densely populated low-income neighborhoods to curb a surge in coronavirus cases. The demonstrations come a day after more than 10,000 protested in London ahead of the reimposition of restrictions there. Both countries are battling to beat a second wave of the virus. And the British Minister for Sport urged the Premier League to give financial support to cash-strapped football league clubs in a bid to ease the financial damage caused by the pandemic. The English Football League says its teams will lose £200 million this season while matches are played behind closed doors. Having already lost £50 million last season from the lockdown, there are fears clubs in the three divisions below the Premier League could go out of business. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's warring parties have agreed to exchange around 1,000 prisoners, including 15 Saudis, as part of trust-building steps aimed at reviving a stalled peace process. United Nations and other sources reported this on Sunday. The Yemeni government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition and the Houthi movement they have been battling for over 5 years, signed a deal in late 2018 to swap some 15,000 detainees split between both sides, but the pact has been slow and only partially implemented. Two sides will now free 1,081 detainees and prisoners, UN envoy Martin Griffiths said in a joint news briefing with the International Committee of the Red Cross after a nearly 10-day meeting of the Prisoners Exchange Committee held in the Swiss village of Glion, that's above Lake Geneva. Heads of the two sides of the committee hugged at the end of their meeting, with Griffiths telling them, well done. Yemen has been mired in conflict since the Houthis ousted the internationally recognized government from power in the capital Sana'a. That was in late 2014, prompting the Western-backed coalition to intervene in March of 2015. And although Amy Coney Barrett is U.S. President Donald Trump's choice to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she is more aptly described as heir to another departed Supreme Court justice, conservative hero Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, for whom she once clerked, she is a committed Roman Catholic and a devotee of his favored interpretation of the Constitution, known as originalism. Those qualifications delight many on the right, but dismay liberals who fear her votes could result in the chipping away of some laws, especially the Roe versus Wade decision, which legalized abortion. And a diverse crowd of hundreds has marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. March on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old Black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations over Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Police say multiple fires were set and that arrests would be made. Again, for more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.